Dylan Olson, assistant coach, Olds Grizzlies.
Dylan, as you guys get set for today's game, obviously weather was a big story. Grand Prairie did come down and took on Drumheller last night, so at least they were in the area. But on a day where there's a little bit of a question as to whether you're going to play, how do you guys keep focused and keep the team ready to go?
Yeah, we just keep the same mindset as if the game was happening, whether it happened or not, right? You know, we had our pregame skate this morning, the boys look good, and then they go home and do their routine as if, you know, the puck's going to drop at 7. So that's been our mindset all day, is just preparing for a 7 o'clock game. And, you know, fortunately, the games ended up happening, so the boys are ready to go.
Excellent. The road trip over the weekend, a loss in Devon, and then overtime defeat in Whitecourt. You continue to play real close games against the Wolverines this year. Just your overall take on your weekend trip.
Yeah, I think that game against Whitecourt was probably one of the best games we played all season, you know, from the back all the way out. You know, our forecheck was there, our intensity was there, our battle compete level from every player in the lineup was there that night. And you know, for us being able to compete against a top end team like the Wolverines, you know, it shows a lot about our team and what we bring on a nightly basis.
You bet. Owen Otso obviously is a recent acquisition from the team that he'll be playing tonight in the Grand Prairie Storm. What have you seen from Owen so far, and how have you enjoyed working with him?
Yeah, he's come in. He's done a tremendous job. You know, he's fit in well with the boys. You know, the boys welcome him with open arms, and you know, he seemed to fit right in the room. And then obviously, you know, he's producing on the ice. He brings a lot to the team. You know, from a defensive standpoint, to you know, his capabilities offensively, and you know, you've seen that with you know, the points that he's put up so far in the few games that he's played for us. So having him on the back end in the lineup every night is definitely a big help to us.
You bet. The last time that Grand Prairie was here, both your teams have played, you know, 3-4 and 4-5, I think. And it was a, you know, Sunday afternoon battle and went to overtime. They managed to pull it out. You know, what do you recall from that game, and what do you have to look out for against the Storm tonight?
Yeah, looking back on that one, you know, it was a good battle back and forth. It was a little bit of a high scoring game, you know, and ended up going to overtime and whatnot. But, you know, tonight we're looking for a team that team that played last night. They had a rough day. They didn't know if they were going to get here, and so you know, not knowing if you're playing or not kind of takes a toll on you, but I'm sure they'll be ready to go. You know, they're on an 8-game win streak right now, so we know we're ready to go. We're prepared mentally, physically, and you know, tonight's going to be a good one.
Personally, you know, obviously you got a chance this season now to play Camrose here and go up there, and you guys did get a win in your last trip up there. What was it like walking back into the, you know, arena that you once had some glory days in?
Yeah, it's always special. You know, I really enjoyed my time when I was in Camrose. Obviously, it was a huge stepping stone in my career, my development and everything. So going back to that rink and, you know, just looking at old pictures and banners and stuff that, you know, I was a part of, going back there is always special. So it's even better to get a win there now. It's good. I enjoy going back there.
Yeah, and it was Brendan Thomas, one of the defensemen on your team, that got the winning goal in that game. So what moment was that moment like for you and the team?
Yeah, again, it was one of those games where the boys were just clicking, and you know, we were doing our jobs in all three zones, and you know, fortunately for us, our D-men, you know, decided to step up and put a few in the back of the net, which you know, as a D coach feels good, and you know, it's good to get that win.
You bet. Were there, you know, many people there that are at the rink that you still recognize from your time?
I saw a couple people in the stands that were, you know, there back when I played, but didn't get a chance to talk to them. And then just some of the staff that are still kicking around back from when I was there. But not much has changed scenery wise up there. So it's good.
Excellent. We're one game away from the Christmas break here. You know, how has your time been as an assistant coach with the Olds Grizzlies through the first half of the season so far, Dylan?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's been a good test. Obviously, the start of the season, you know, we put a lot of work into putting a product on the ice that, you know, the community could be proud of. And I think that we've done a tremendous job of, you know, getting those players to the point where, you know, we can be a successful organization, a successful team night in and night out. You know, Mo and Tyson and, you know, everyone has done a great job of finding the right players and, you know, making it exciting for fans to come and watch hockey.
Excellent. We'll keep you going. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.